We are joined by attorney, barrister, and lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Jeff, we're going to go old school. We're going to be doing a three and out like we used to do. And we're going to start. This has a sports connection, by the way, because this is a sports three and out. Chili John's in Green Bay. You're raving about this food, and you describe it. I love Cincinnati-style chili, but I like it over with – I make my own with chicken. I don't like the beef they have in Cincinnati. But Chili John's also goes – and please don't call it noodles. It's pasta that it goes over, right?
That's correct, yes.
I can tell when you're not Italian when you call it a noodle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. So Chili John's is a Green Bay, Wisconsin institution. I was introduced to it shortly after Jennifer and I got married. It was a trip there, and my in-laws took me there because they know I'm a big Fran Tarkenton fan. There's a famous story from the 70s. Fran did some interview with a magazine, could have been Sports Illustrated or somebody, and they asked him what was the secret to success at Lambeau, and he said, every time I go there before the game, I go eat a bowl of chili at Chili John's. And I got this confirmed last year. I was having lunch with Stu White, and Stu's like, you know, because Stu was his roommate on the road. And he said, oh, yeah, I was with him. He said, we didn't like the food. The hotel downtown would always try to do fancy stuff for us, and Fran and I didn't like it. So we went across the street that was located downtown at that point, and they'd go eat this chili. And last time I was there, just after or before New Year's last year, and I mentioned it to the waitress, and they said, oh, yeah, we know that. Yeah. They were remembering that these two Vikings would come in there and eat this chili. And it's just a meat sauce that you put over the spaghetti, and then you can have, you know, mild, medium, or hot, and, you know, you get the oyster crackers and all that. Well, it's served at Lambeau Field. Now, John Madden has talked about it at Packers games before when he gets this stuff, like, brought up to him and shipped to him and everything. To me, it's the best chili in the world. It's just fantastic chili.
And it comes up because you're going to the Green Bay area, and you're going to pick some up in the store and make it yourself.
Yeah,
right?
So I was a new location. They moved over to the casino, and I was all excited to go sit, have my bowl of Chili John's chili. And then this breaks out. There's an ownership. There's a fight between the previous owner and the current owner. It sounds like, from my legal hat on here, the previous owner kept the rights to the recipe. It's a unique recipe. It doesn't have tomato sauce. It's got baker's chocolate in it. So he owns the recipe, licenses it to the new owner, and the new owner has to buy so much meat sauce, or licenses the name to the new owner, the Chili John's name, and the guy has to buy so much meat sauce per month from the old owner.
600
the old,
pounds.
The previous owner also sells this in grocery stores, okay, in like tubs.
Yeah.
There's a fight. The current owner is behind on payments. He filed a counterclaim. So there's an injunction issued. So he can't call himself Chili John's right now. So he's currently Chili J's, and he's not making the same food that he's not selling the same chili because he's got an injunction using the recipe, which he claims he's not getting the good quality meat sauce that the guy is selling the better stuff in grocery stores. And that's why he stopped paying. So I don't know how it's all going to play out, but in the meantime, to be safe, when I go there for New Year's, I'm going to pick up my bucket of Chili John's chili at the grocery store, because I know that's the good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're going to get that. Now we have to switch over to, I mentioned Cincinnati, which is not far from Cleveland, which has a team that's changing its name from the Indians to who knows what.
Yeah, well, you know, a friend of mine posted this on Facebook. He had an old story about it was an old newspaper story from the Cleveland area when they announced the name Indians for the team. And they were throwing around some of the other names that were out there. And there's some interesting, if they go back to the runners up, there could be some interesting names. It could be the Cleveland Blues, the Cleveland Grays, or the Cleveland Euclids.
Euclids?
Euclids, that could be a fun logo.
What's a Euclid?
I don't know, Euclidean geometry. So maybe they could just do like a triangle or something on the hat.
Well, I saw somebody put
pretty,
on
that could be pretty. That could be pretty not offensive.
Somebody put on social media the Cleveland Rockers, which would play into the Hall of Fame. So that wouldn't be
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, exactly.
The
Cleveland Barons, the NHL team that merged with the North Stars and came here. You could do the Barons too.
Well, they could, but I don't know if they'll do that. All right, now the other big bit of news is your Tommies, and we should be arch rivals now because my son goes to St. John's. But I'm a big Glenn Caruso fan. I think the world of the man. So, but they got a big announcement coming tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah. Well, actually, they wouldn't be arch rivals anymore because St. John's is a Division III school, and St. Thomas is now
a Division
I program.
You're right, though. It won't be so bad.
Because, hey, I'll be cheering for the Johnnies to pound the heck out of all the MIAC teams that voted to kick us out
good
here
point.
On out. until they kick the Johnnies out. It was just announced. It was announced on. It's been announced on Twitter, or they've been touted on Twitter the last couple of days that University of St. Thomas, of course, is going to Division I, and they are announcing their first class of Division I commitments to the football program tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, really intrigued by that, to see what level of player that he actually got. Was he getting? Chances are he didn't get any of these 5-star players, but he's probably got some 3s and maybe even 4s in there, and he will get transfers.
Yep. Well, you know, it's non-scholarship. And I think that this is probably a good transition point when you're going from all the way from Division III up to Division I. So, the football program didn't follow the basketball program into the Summit League playing with, Summit League with North Dakota State and some of those schools. Cause that would not be a good way to build a Division I program from Division III to go to that level. So I think this non-scholarship conference, this Pioneer League, is going to be a good one for them. It's exciting. You know, as an alum, it's exciting it's exciting as a sports fan in Minnesota to see a second Division I school. You know, now having a Division I program here with sports, it's going to take some time to build it. But as an alum, it's also fun to see this happening. So it's going to be a fun time.
Jeff, I really do believe he's going to get a lot of transfers from bigger D1 programs, kids that maybe want to come closer to home. And some of those players went to St. John's. They may now go to St. Thomas because it's still a D1 program, even though non-scholarship. So that'll be real interesting.
Yeah, there was a quarterback couple seasons ago, that had been the third string at University of Minnesota and wasn't getting any playing time. So we transferred to St. Thomas and got to be the starter. So yeah, absolutely is going to happen.
Yep. Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien, we'll talk to you next week, or if not sooner. BS show, take a quick break. We will be right back.